Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Ranked choice voting. This is a particularly important tool to use when there's a large candidate pool, like there was in the 2016 Republican primary, eventually won by Donald Trump, or the current thing in New York City. Right now, the incompetence of the city elections people is being associated with ranked choice voting. The delay is not ranked choice voting. I think, as you pointed out, it's the terrible explanation associated with the late arrival of absentee ballots. The people should have been told that this was all on schedule. You dismissed Luke as young and enthusiastic. I'm old and enthusiastic about ranked choice voting, basically because we never would have ended up with Donald Trump. He never came much above 30% in the early primaries. But what happened was, when he got that 30%, because the other serious candidates like Christie and Kasich and several others, even old George Pataki was in there for a while. You win an early primary, and what you gain is the headline of being a winner. You get free media on Morning Joe and other prominent TV stations. Social media helps you out. Donors especially say, we want to get on the bandwagon here. And then later primaries that occur in a sequence across, the spring of 16 or 2020, the early primary victories give you all of that momentum. And the policy preferences of people, moderate policy preferences, of course, Trump had no policy knowledge whatsoever. But the moderate policy preferences get diluted over several candidates. So they might come in with 16% or 22%, something like that. But they don't look like winners because their preferences for, say, balanced budgets or free trade or whatever is popular among centrist Republicans, that gets diluted over several candidates and becomes underrepresented unless you have.
Well, let me just
voting.
Jump in. You're making some good points, but I'm going to, you and I have a friendly disagreement on this, and you and Luke are on one side, but let me give you the response, or a response.
Youth and enthusiasm.
All of the alleged problems with just plurality wins. In other words, one winner. The truth is that the Democratic Party did end up nominating Bill Clinton, nominating Barack Obama, nominating Joe Biden, all basically moderates. And it worked. And the truth is, in the Trump election, the strong number two was Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a disaster. A lot of people who voted for Trump would have put Ted Cruz as their number two. And I don't think, I don't think that Bush or who's in that or Jeb Bush or Kasich or any of them had a snowball's chance in Hades, even with ranked choice voting. So I don't, I think ranked choice voting, and in New York, they had to go down to number five. I mean, you had to put five people, and there's a lot of people, it's hard enough to get them out to vote anyway. And they go, all right, who's my fifth choice out of 16? I think that ranked choice voting is overstated. I also think if Eric Adams wins in New York, and he also won the plurality first time around, that that will tell a lot. Going back to the lines, Mark of Minneapolis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Good morning, Matt. In Minneapolis, we've had ranked choice voting for quite a while now, and it's the worst thing that's ever happened to our city politics. We had a In my district, in my area, we had a council member who was the president of the city council, and she got challenged. And in the primary, she got the most first place votes. But then when they went through these secondary runs, you know, she lost to a second place finisher. You know, you'll like this idea until the person you voted for who won the majority of the votes ends up losing the election. And that happened in our mayoral race, too. So, and it makes it very confusing, and it takes forever to figure out who won. We're just adding more confusion to an election system that is already under distress because of all these crazy challenges. It's a really stupid idea, and I wish we had never done it here in Minneapolis. And the more people, when you talk about, you know, well, it makes candidates more pleasant to each other. Well, you know, when you're talking about local races, you don't have all that much mudslinging going on anyway. You know, it's the big national races where the mudslinging goes on. So that argument goes out the window, too. Every time I go to a precinct convention, I put a resolution forward to get rid of it, and we can never seem to get rid of it, and it's a real curse. That's all I got to say, Matt.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for calling in. That's very important information, another important voice heard from. And this debate, it's a constructive debate, it's going to go on in the Democratic Party. I'm looking right now at New York. If Eric Adams wins, despite ranked choice voting, because he was a heavy plurality in the opening round, that's one thing. If Maya Wiley wins, who now is in third place and sneaks up on the first two, you know, it's like a horse race. I like going to Arlington occasionally with my brothers and, you know, betting on a long shot, you know, betting on the nags. You know, I like betting on the nags. However, the fact of the matter is that we're talking about elections here. So strong opinions on both sides. My feeling is ultimately people's first choice vote is what is important. And thanks very much for calling in, Mark. We're going to Florida. To Florida, DeSantis, one of the worst governors in the country, finally is having an argument with Trump. He has sucked up to Trump mercilessly. Mercilessly, he sucked up to Trump. For a long time, on everything, on coronavirus, distancing, masks, vaccinations, the whole bit, sucked up to him. But Trump is planning a rally in Florida, about 200 miles from the Miami suburb where the condo collapsed and killed a lot of people, and they haven't even all been dug out of the rubble yet. They all haven't been dug out of the rubble yet. So DeSantis called Trump and said, "Mr. President, with all respect, I wonder if you could postpone that rally." To have a rally, you know, stepping on the tragedy that's down there, I think, well, isn't right. And it'll also hurt the Republican Party. And we can, you know, attack Biden for going down there and trying to politicize it. And Trump said, "No, I'm not canceling it." And so DeSantis is pushing back. The truth is that Biden's visit is not politicizing anything. He's the president of the United States. So people are in distress. And frankly, let's put a couple of facts on the table here. There are a lot of other condos in Miami Beach and on the Barrier Islands. There's a lot of them. And there is inexorable and climate change and swelling of the seas. You know, an iceberg the size of Delaware. An iceberg the size of Delaware broke away from the Antarctic. It's floating around. It's going to melt. You know how much water that's going to add? You all know, I all know, me all know that one day Venice will be an historic memory. It's sinking. Well, one day Miami is going to be an historic memory. And one day the whole East Coast will be an historic memory, and it'll be in geological time going forward. But it has to start somewhere. And there is water weakening foundations, getting underneath the land in these areas beyond what you can see. It's sinking. And I don't know what you do if you owned a condo in an adjacent building or anywhere in that area, anywhere in that area. You know, how bad is that? 1:30 in the morning, you're sound asleep, and then whoosh, down you go. You disappear. That's cold. That's very, very cold. Anyway, Trump said the heck with it. Trump truly doesn't care, quite frankly, about human suffering or anything of that nature, or acquiescing to the guy in Florida, his minion. And the truth is that DeSantis is starting to sneak up on Trump in Republican polls. People like in the Republican polls some of what Trump did, a lot of what Trump did, but they don't need the drama. They don't need the diva coming out, the long eyelashes and singing how they've been victimized and how they really won and all that. It's getting tedious, very, very tedious. And now in Manhattan, his chief financial officer just got indicted and is being arraigned this afternoon and is in custody right now. And the hounds are baying in the distance. The hounds are baying. They've been given a towel that Trump used. They sniff them and they're after them. That's what's happening to the prosecutors. That is what's happening, prosecutors and Trump. So in Florida, DeSantis, you know, has some chops. I mean, you know, he's respectful of Trump, but he's testing, kind of a macho thing going back and forth. He's testing, 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 testing. And Trump, even though DeSantis is his minion, even though DeSantis has sucked up to him mercilessly for a long time, he's going, no, I'm going to have my rally in Florida. DeSantis goes, well, look, I mean, you know, it could be over 100 people are dead in that rubble. You know, some of them may be on vacation somewhere, but a lot of them were there. Their screams, they're starting to, one poor woman, my God, she's on the phone with her husband saying the building's shaking and then she disappears. That's the last he heard from her. The last he heard from another guy with his girlfriend. And he says, all right, I'm going back to my apartment tonight. I got a lot of work in the morning. She goes, why don't you stay over one more night? He goes, okay. He stays over. It saved his life. He gets a call in the middle of the night. Guy says, you were alive? So what do you mean, am I alive? You know, 1:32 in the morning. And it's the concierge who's, you know, calling us. He goes, well, the building disappeared. And this guy, you know, what would you do? I mean, you would go the rest of your life thinking, thank God, how did I get spared? And that Trump doesn't care about this. He does not care at all. Biden at least is going in to unify everybody. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. It's all right.